You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat. And, Kerry, the one thing I always love about the Cubs, when they are bad, they're fascinating. When they're good, they're fascinating. They're always interesting, and, boy, they have kept you moving. Player moves, speculations, whatever the case, it seems like there's never a dull moment with this franchise.
Well, I guess the nice thing is that Cubs fans have been waiting. They've heard about these kids that are in the system. They've heard about Chris Bryant. They've heard about Addison Russell. They've heard about Kyle Hendricks. They've heard about these kids, and now they will have a chance to see them, and it's just really kind of exciting to see that see the future. I'm hoping that fans kind of keep things in perspective. 2015 is still, it's not rebuilding, but it's still kind of a bridge. And you know, let these kids get their feet wet, let these kids get in here, and then we'll go from there.
You know, that seems to be a common theme and point of conversation. It seems like folks outside the franchise like to speculate as to whether or not that is truly the approach of this team this year, or if they're, you know, built to win. Do you feel like it's a situation where if they win, maybe pick up a wild card type situation this year, that's just sort of gravy, but that indeed this really is about building for, let's say, next year?
I still think we're looking ahead. Yes, they want to contend in 2015. I'm not saying that we just, you know, wash and it doesn't matter. And I think a lot of that has to do with Madden changing the culture and changing the attitude here and really emphasizing a winning culture. But I also like to temper it, because you have to remember how many losses this team had last year. And yes, they have a lot of new people, and yes, there's a different vibe in the clubhouse, but they still had the Central is tough. It's a real tough division. The Cardinals are not going to go away. The Pirates are not going to go away. I think the Reds are a difficult team, and the Brewers surprised me. But it's a tough division for them. So let's just, you know, I guess I know some fans are absolutely giddy. I'm trying to keep the giddiness in check.
Well, I'll help you on that front too, because obviously there's lots of excitement around Chris Bryant, and you know Addison Russell's going to come up today and early in this week anyway, and be a contributor. It is not the first time that the Cubs, or for that matter any franchise, has been giddy about guys coming along. And I remember years ago the Cubs, it was Corey Patterson, it was going to be Aesop Troy. I mean, I feel like we've, you know, teams have gone down this road more than once, only to be disappointed. But it does feel a little different with Bryant, with Addison Russell and company. Do you agree?
Yeah, because I was here when Corey Patterson, Aesop Troy came up, and these two, Chris Bryant and Addison Russell, are on a whole nother level. These are two of the most talented young players that fans will see in a long time. Russell might be the best shortstop in their system, with the, you know, although they have two really young kids down at the Class A level, and Gleyber Torres and Carlos Pinover, who are really good too. But Russell's an incredible defensive player. He also can hit really well. It'll be interesting to see him at second base. He's only had, I think, 5 games there in the minors, so that's going to be a little bit of a transition. But last year we saw Javi Baez make the switch from short to second, and he did just fine. Bryant's a whole different animal. I've never seen a kid as mature as he is, handling the hype, handling all the hoopla. I mean, he's just so grounded, and I've met his parents, and they are a big reason for that, and I give them a lot of credit, and I give Chris a lot of credit, because he could very easily be one of those look-at-me kind of kids, and he's not. And he's just he just wants to play baseball, and so far he's been doing a really, really good job.
Along those lines, what was more impressive, his reaction after his debut in which he was unable to reach base in, what, 5 appearances, or his reaction after, you know, a good game?
his reaction, and that's what's so cool about him, is that his reaction is the same. And I remember talking to him when he played in the Arizona Fall League, and we were talking about his debut at Class A Boise, and he had gone 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts in his first pro game with them. And, of course, you're thinking, okay, what happened here? And in his first game with the Cubs, he went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. So you're thinking, uh-oh. But he just has a way of just sort of stepping back. He admitted he was anxious. He can step back. And he told me when we talked about the Boise game, he says, I don't mind discussing the bad things because that's what I learned from that. And he's, like I said, he's just really poised. And I don't remember being that way at that age.
Well, it's impressive. You weren't getting paid the money that this young man's going to get paid either. But so Bryant has managed to contribute nicely in the first 4 games, too. I don't know that – would you say that this is what fans should expect from him? I mean, we haven't seen the long ball yet. Here's a guy who led the majors in home runs during the spring. Hasn't hit one out yet. But, boy, it seems to just find a way to contribute.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen in this first week here on the road. He's going to do it. So I have no problems with that. And Addison Russell may not be too far behind.
Why is there concern about him moving to second? You know, you mentioned only 5 games in the minors at second base. You're talking to middle infielders who have played the positions. They don't like this idea of putting a kid at second base like this when he's as good a shortstop as there is. And obviously Castro has been outstanding to this point, but is there some hesitation on their end about this move?
I guess not, because they wouldn't have promoted him, because Castro's been playing really motivated baseball and has said, he told us after Monday's game in Pittsburgh that he wants to win a Gold Glove. Madden has challenged him, and that's his goal, and as he put it, he doesn't want to be a joke anymore, which I think he's still stinging from some of the criticism he took before. Russell, I think the biggest concern will be watching Russell on double plays to see how his footwork is. That's one thing Joe Madden likes to talk about, his footwork. Watch and see how he handles that. And the other thing Madden mentioned on Monday was he's kind of concerned about a player's GPS. Is he in the right place on plays? Is he positioned correctly? And that will be something that Addison will also have to just kind of flip in his head and move over. Like I say, we watched Javi Baez do it last year, and I was really impressed, because Javi did not want to leave shortstop position. And then I think the light comes on when you realize, hey, if I want to be in the big leagues, I've got to adjust. And I think Addison will be the same.
I don't know if you're a conspiracy theorist, but is it worth getting into what this may mean for Starlin Castro? Could the Cubs be looking at, maybe making a move with him? And to that end, what does this mean for Baez?
Well, Baez right now is dealing with he's still on bereavement list, dealing with family matters following the death of his sister, which is incredibly tragic and incredibly sad. She meant the world to him, and more than I think anybody will ever be able to fathom. Really, to me, what's interesting is that when the Cubs had Castro, Baez, and Russ, and then they acquired Russell, everyone was saying, well, how are they going to handle all these shortstops? Well, now we see how it kind of sorts itself out. Somehow in baseball, these things have a way of working themselves out. This is how it's going to work out for now. And then let's just see what happens, when Javi's ready and ready to go. Javi still needs some time in spring training. He still had some problems with the strikeouts. There were improving signs, but, if he hasn't played for a while, he might be going to Arizona to extended spring training to get some at-bats before he joins Iowa. And like I say, somehow this will sort itself out. I'm not going to say they're going to be moving Castro. I just think right now Castro is really motivated, and let's just enjoy, Cub fans should just enjoy this while they can.
That's a pretty awesome looking infield, as they will show, I guess, Tuesday night. So it is a lot of
25
fun.
25 years, and they're really babies. I mean, you got Rizzo and Castro are 25, and Brian's 23, and Russell's 21. So it's they're just babies.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it could be, a long time with that look on the infield. Although we'll see. We'll see what happens with Russell and company. But Kerry, I know that, you know, they'll be waking you up early in the morning, late at night, all sorts of speculation and moves to come, no doubt, as well. So stay busy, and we'll do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
You bet. Kerry Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.